Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us.
Thanks be to God.
It has been a long Lent. I don't know how many of you have been on this journey of Lent, either with us or maybe with another faith community, or maybe not with a faith community at all. Maybe you've been marking time on your own, whether you started on Ash Wednesday or you mark time differently. Maybe you started on Fat Tuesday, on Mardi Gras. I don't know how you've been marking time these past couple of months, but if you have been marking time, if you have been engaging in the practice of Lent, it has been a long Lent. We have been on this introspective journey of trying to figure out how the world around us, how empire affects us, how it shapes us as individuals and as a church, the ways that it binds us, keeps us from fully connecting with God and with one another, how it prevents us from fully living that life abundant that Jesus came that we might experience, the ways that it warps us into something different than who we were created to be. And there are moments where that's easy. There are moments where we talk about a thing and we're like, yeah, of course, that's bad. And there are other moments where we touch on something and we're like, ooh, no, wait a second. Now you're meddling, right? By the way, it's been a long Lent. But today's Easter. Today we get to step out of all of that. We've walked through that difficult road. We've walked through the hard path of Holy Week. There have been celebrations during Holy Week, but you know, on Friday we flipped a table here. For those of you who don't know, tables are my great passion. I love tables. You step into my office, and it is hard to find a seat because there are so many tables in there. I love tables. So to toss a table on Good Friday, especially a table that has meant so much to us, held our communion elements over the last 6 months, that has taken up so much, been the center of our worship space for such a significant chunk of time, that hurt me. I walked out of here, and I had several people call me and say, "Are you okay?" I appreciate that. I am. So is the table. But we have walked that hard road. We've walked that road of brokenness. We have seen what it does to the best of us, broken, died. And now we are here to celebrate resurrection, new life, the way that life continues to move forward no matter what the world throws at it. And yet, I know that some of us here, even as we say hallelujah and we sing the songs, some of us are still walking through the valley of the shadow of death today. Some of us have loved ones who are somewhere in that transition between this life and the life to come. I think we all can still say that we are experiencing the death-dealing works of empire around us. I mean, friends, I woke up today, and there is still poverty rampant in this world. There are still folks in our community who don't know how to feed their kids or don't have a roof over their heads. It's a beautiful day today. It's supposed to start raining again tomorrow. You know, they don't have a place to get in out of the water, out of the weather. Like, we're still at war, right? And I wanted to say, there was a part of me that wanted to say, God, did you miss the, it is Easter, you're supposed to, this is your big win, right? Like, what is going on? Why is this stuff still here? And the only thing that kept me from saying it is I was afraid God would ask me the same thing. Pastor, don't you know? It's Easter. Why are we still doing this? And the truth is, okay, a moment ago I used the analogy Easter is like our Comic-Con. I know I lost like half of you. I'm sorry. Let me try this. If we're not careful, Easter can feel like Game 7 of the World Series. For those of you who are baseball fans, I know you don't mind. You barely even notice it. But friends, for the rest of the world, baseball season's a long season, all right? It is a long season, but it all culminates in, if you're lucky, if it's a good series, a game 7, right? We're at the end. This is what it's all been moving toward. But the truth is, for those of us in the church, Easter is not the end. Easter is the beginning. This is where the work starts. So if we show up here exhausted, then we're not ready to do the work that God is really calling us to do, right? The self-examination, this is important. The deconstruction work, the things that we have built the world on are not the things of God. We need to look at them hard. We need to ask ourselves not just what is death-dealing, but what has been life-giving for me that might be death-dealing for other people. We need to do that self-examination work. But today is the day when we start living into it, right? We start saying, where is God opening us up to new life? When these women get to the tomb, and I gotta say, I appreciate these women, right? These women are the ones who say, it doesn't matter if you're having a bad day, because sometimes you just, there's work that still needs to be done, right? I don't know about you, but sometimes I can get thrown for a loop. I got a bad day, and I'm just like, ugh. I'm so busy having a pity party that I forget that, like, you know, the kids still need to get fed. Thank God for my wife who's like, yep, hard day. Okay, now it's time to start bedtime, right? These women show up to honor the dead because it's not done yet, right? And they are met not with a dead body, but with an angel who says, I know you came looking for Jesus. And I love this because in some of the other gospels, it almost feels like the angel is shaming them. Like, why are you looking for Jesus among the dead? You should know better, right? But that, we don't get any of that here. The angel is saying, I know you're looking for Jesus, but here's the good news. He's not here, right? He's not among the dead. He's among the living. There's new life here. So he says, go take a quick look. I get it. You want to go see? Yes. Go take a quick look. And then go tell the others. Go gather them up and get on the road to Galilee. Now, for those of you who know the story, Galilee is where things really kick off, where the disciples will gather, the Holy Spirit, in a couple weeks, the Holy Spirit will come, kick the doors in and light everybody up and get everybody excited to go out and start this new movement of everybody holding everything in common, making sure that everybody gets what they need in the community, doing this, like living differently. But right now, they've got a mission. Go get the others and head toward Galilee. They can see where they're headed. And then, Jesus doesn't wait till they get there. The angel says, that's where Jesus is going to meet you. But Jesus doesn't wait till they get there. Jesus shows up while they're on the way, on the path. Jesus shows up just to say, hey, how you doing? Right? We as a church on this Easter Sunday, we need to be looking for where God is calling us to new life, not just for ourselves. Yes, for ourselves, but not just for ourselves, for the world around us. Where is God saying, listen, friends, we are not allowed as a people of faith to just say, oh, well, sometimes in the world, there's just some people who just aren't going to have enough, right? Oh, well, some people are just going to get left behind. Oh, well, some people are just going to be the victims of violence. Oh, well, sometimes we're just going to drop bombs on folks. Oh, well, no, we don't get to say, oh, well. We are called to live in a different way. And do we know exactly what that looks like? No. We don't necessarily know what that looks like, but we know what the vision is. We know where we're headed, and it is time for us to start heading there because Jesus is going to meet us there. And we can't be so focused on the end result that we miss seeing Jesus when he shows up on the way. You've heard me say before, you'll hear me say again, noisy kids are the sound of a healthy church. There's nothing that happens in this church, nothing I say or that anybody else does, that is too important for kids to be making noise while we're doing church. All right? So if you can't hear because the kids are too loud, move up. We always got space in the front. It's Easter, and we still have space in the front pews, right? Always got room. You move up if you need to get closer to here. I promise we will make space for you up front. But we will never ask the kids to be quiet. Why? Because we are here to worship. We're here to talk about what we need to do. We are moving toward a place, and we never want to be so focused on where we're headed. We can't be interrupted when Jesus shows up. When a kid is comfortable enough to hang out, make some noise, be themselves in this space, amen. We are already getting there, right? We don't need to wait until we've arrived. If moments show up, there is new life springing up around us. We don't have to wait till the middle of spring to notice the little signs of life popping up around us, right? So as we gather here, we are perpetually in the both and. The here but not yet. If you are showing up this morning feeling that hallelujah all the way down to your toes, I'm so glad you're here to help lead us in that celebration, because we never want to miss a chance to celebrate. There will always be work to do. We never want to miss a chance to celebrate. So let's celebrate. And if you're struggling today, you don't have to ignore that, leave it at the door, pretend like everything's good, because that doesn't do anybody any good. But today can be a reminder that when you find yourself stuck on that Good Friday in the midst of death, or even on that Holy Saturday where death has already affected you and we're just in that grieving space, we aren't still in that dying space, but we haven't yet experienced the resurrection space either. When you find yourself feeling stuck there, it's okay. You're not alone. And you can walk that road for as long as you need to, because the story's not over, right? We are an Easter people, not because we skip the Good Friday, the Holy Saturday, but because we can walk it with earnestness, knowing that it's not where the story ends.